God's word is clear in acknowledging that once we believe Jesus is our Savior, we receive the Holy Spirit. If you are a believer, you don't need to pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon you because you automatically have it. However, all believers are not fully yielded to the Spirit. This is Tina Alakwa, president of Doral Cove Ministries. How much of you does the Spirit possess? How much of you is under the influence of the Spirit versus the influence of the flesh? Are you being ruled by your old nature or the new creature you are in Christ? Even though the Holy Spirit is in all believers, we must yield daily, moment by moment, to the Spirit's rule in our hearts and minds. John 15:5 is probably my most favorite verse related to this biblical principle. I think it best epitomizes the life we should live in the Spirit. It accurately reflects the close intimacy we should have with the Lord. John 15:5 reads, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing." Jesus describes his oneness with the Father and encourages us likewise. We too need to surrender to the Spirit so we are one with him. In full submission to the Spirit in us bears much fruit, kingdom fruit, loving others with sacrificial, unconditional, Christ-centered love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.